Using language clearly.
You cannot assume that what is clear to you is clear to your audience. This is particularly true in speech making. Listeners, unlike readers, cannot turn to a dictionary or reread an author's words to discover their meaning. A speaker's meaning must be immediately comprehensible. It must be so clear that there is virtually no chance of misunderstanding. You can ensure this by using familiar words, by choosing concrete words over abstract words, and by eliminating verbal clutter.
Use familiar words.
It may seem obvious that familiar words are better than unfamiliar ones, but you would be amazed at how many speakers persist in bombarding listeners with complicated words, usually out of the mistaken belief that such words sound impressive. In truth, filling a speech with long, multisyllabic words only marks the speaker as stuffy and pretentious. Worse, it usually destroys understanding. One of the greatest barriers to clear speech is using big, bloated words, where short, sharp ones will do the job better. When speaking about technical subjects, you may not be able to avoid unfamiliar words. If this happens, keep the technical terms to a minimum and define clearly those that your audience may not understand. If you work at it, you will almost always be able to translate even the most specialized topic into clear, familiar language.
Choose concrete words.
Concrete words refer to tangible objects, people, places, and things. They differ from abstract words, which refer to general concepts, qualities, or attributes. Carrot, pencil, nose, and door are concrete words. Humility, science, progress, and philosophy are abstract words. Of course, few words are completely abstract or concrete. Abstractness and concreteness are relative. Apple pie is concrete, but the phrase also has abstract values of patriotism and conventional morals. Usually, the more specific a word, the more concrete it is. A speech dominated by concrete words will almost always be clearer, more interesting, and easier to recall than one dominated by abstract words.
Eliminate clutter.
Cluttered speech has become a national epidemic. Whatever happened to such simple words as before, if, and now? When last seen, they were being routed by their cluttered counterparts, prior to, in the eventuality of, and at this point in time. By the same token, why can't weather forecasters say, it's raining, instead of saying, it appears as if we are currently experiencing precipitation activity? And why can't politicians say, we have a crisis, instead of saying, we are facing a difficult crisis situation that will be troublesome to successfully resolve? This type of clutter is deadly to clear, compelling speech. It forces listeners to hack through a tangle of words to discover the meaning. When you make a speech, keep your language lean and lively. Beware of using several words where one or two will do. Avoid flabby phrases. Let your ideas emerge sharply and firmly. Above all, watch out for redundant adjectives and adverbs. Inexperienced speakers and writers tend to string together two or three synonymous adjectives, such as a learned and educated person, or a hot, steamy, torrid day.